Sports World Champs from Boston Sports Original 93.7 WEIFM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
The Rich Keefe Show. Here we go. You're now rocking with the Rich Keefe Show on your radio.
You're about to hear the chronicles from a topical, comical, and knowledgeable Boston sports talker dropping in hotter than a tropical climate. Breaking news, he supplies it, and you want the truth? Scoops Keefe will find it.
Scoops.
He's talking about all the sports, and he's also a hashtag dork. And the father of two sweet daughters, the leader of your squad for you evening marauders and night commuters. Tune in and sit tight, 6 to 10, more like 6 to midnight. Ow, the mic's hot on the Night's Watch crew. Celtics, Bruins, Pats, and Red Sox too. Doing this since the Rich Keefe Project. Now he's got podcasts and Twitch stream content. KWFE on WEEI. It's the Rich Keefe Show, so here's your guy.
Welcome, everybody, to the Rich Keefe Show. This is not the voice of Rich Keefe. Joining you tonight on the ones in the captain's chair, your old pal, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, who you can usually hear Mondays and Wednesdays, depending on Red Sox coverage, here on the Rich Keefe Show. And joining me tonight from the south coast of Massachusetts studios, it's the one and only Andy Jumbo Hart. Andy, how are you tonight, sir?
I am tremendous. I just can't see you.
You know, the funny thing is, I can see you, and currently right now, if you are watching and consuming the program at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you can see that I am sporting a George Hamilton-esque, current and very topical reference, a fresh deep tan from my days on Old Cape Cod. Just had a nice almost 3-hour drive up from the Cape right into the teeth of the reverse commute right there, Andy. I know you know it well from come in multiple times this week. As Christian Fourier had some midlife medical issues to attend to.
Fake news. I think he made it up.
You may want to adjust that diet there, my friend, a little bit. Maybe hydrate a little bit more.
No.
What was Fourier's jam ultimately? Why did he have to bag out of his own show a couple days and thrust you into the Sulu chair?
Kidney stones, he claimed.
Oh, they're painful.
Oh, I'm going to die. Oh, I got to go to the emergency room. Stop taking creatine, you old coot.
You know what? That's 100% exactly why he ended up in that. Thank you very much. Watching twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Mac 1814, a great year, Andy. One of my favorite years. We ended the Second War of British Aggression. Mac 1814. Fitzy's tan and hair are top notch. How about that?
Wouldn't know. Can't see you.
What? How about? I'd never
get
a compliment
just
at the
on
top
principle.
Of the show. See, that's the thing. Yeah, last week at Brady Night, I had a nice suit on. What a fraud. Oh, Fitzy putting on a suit just to pretend like he's some sort of like MC host. Oh, 2 hours without a script. Oh, blah.
Oh, Nick, you worked at the Brady thing? I didn't even know.
Ah, thanks. See, Stiz, that is both a joke and a compliment.
Can.
Thank you.
Nobody pats his own back like Nick Fitzy.
Why do you think I have two torn labrums? Well, we are going to have us a time tonight, Andrew, because we have got actual sports news. We've got a week and a championship to wrap up. We have a parade to preview. There's so much going on tonight. Plus, everybody, in addition to all of the current sports topicals, news, and everything else you need to know, we'll talk to you about the parade. Yes, we'll give you the hallmarks that you love, no, that you need, that you look forward to each and every year, or should I say each and every Thursday out of the show. We're going to do the Stiz quiz coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Just because Rich isn't here doesn't mean we're not going to do a grab bag. 9:20, the most electrifying 20 minutes in Boston sports radio. That's coming up. There will not be a key for madness. However, we will do a couple of your other favorites, including the Bet du Jour coming up at 6:45. And hey, listen, if you've got a segment you want to hear on the show, if there's something you want us to throw in tonight, we're here for you. This is your show. This is Boston's show. This is where people come at night to talk sports, have a hang sesh, and just generally get good vibes, Andrew. So 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number. And you know what I like to do sometimes before we get into the dialogue? I like to clean up the other show's calls.
Oh, nice.
You know what? Why not? I see AJ has been left hanging by the Jones and Mego with Arcan program. They did a fabulous job today, as they do each and every afternoon from 2 to 6. Why don't we give AJ a forum? AJ, good afternoon and or good evening, and welcome to the show you didn't call.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing great. My comment was about the whole Grant Williams showing up in their locker room. And I was going to say that it's not so much out of character, because knowing Grant Williams and just being the troll that he is sometimes, I feel like he was just shoving in the match face that they got a gentleman sweep after he got traded out for PJ Washington and left for dead in Charlotte. So I think him showing up there was more about him just trolling on the Mavs that they lost to his former team.
It may very well have been the case, AJ, and I thank you for the call. Thanks for hanging on and being the first caller tonight. Sid, do we have a prize for AJ?
Yeah, WEEI pen will be mailed out shortly.
We ran out of those in April.
No chance.
Zero chance.
Man. So then, no, we do not have a prize for AJ, but great call. Off to a good start.
We're off to a good start. Andy, why was Grant Williams there? I was wondering the same thing myself. It felt just a tiny... I know, it just felt a little odd. Yes, I understand he probably wanted to dap up his former teammates, but at the same time, we all know how they felt about Batman and all the things that he did, riling up Jimmy Butler, being difficult. Of course, Deuce famously that one time just blowing right by him in the locker room. Jaylen Brown has his feelings about him as well. First guy he sees is Jaylen Brown. And of course, they sent him to Dallas, and then Dallas is like, oh no, we made a terrible mistake. We need to get rid of this person. Then they send him out. So this was like going back to the two high schools you graduated from that didn't want to see you again after you went on to college.
Yeah, I'm not sure self-awareness is a strength of Grant Williams.
No.
And his whole rundown of characteristics. And there are a lot. He defends Giannis better than anybody, people tell me. And, you know, there's certain things he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Self-awareness, not one of them. And that's fine. I also do think it's interesting. Like, your two former teams are playing. You're kind of interested. Now, that doesn't mean they're interested in you being a part of it in any form or fashion. So, yeah, it's weird. But I would ring it up to lack of self-awareness.
There seems to be a glaring lack of self-awareness for him. Like, sort of like he thinks the act is great. Like, just keeps, like, no matter how many people leave the room, once he starts telling a story or running through a series of jokes, he just keeps going. And as a matter of fact, once the room starts to, shall we say, attendance-wise, lighten up a little bit, he follows people into the other room. Like, Grant, we all specifically left this room because you were telling the same story you've told five times this week, and we didn't like it the first four times. And yeah. I never had a bad word to say about the guy. I would often defend him just because I think I mostly felt badly for him. And, of course, he did have that great game in Game 7 against the Milwaukee Bucks last year after Tatum had the more than memorable 46-pointer in Game 6 to save the season. But, you know, coming back like, oh, man, I could have been on both of these teams. Do I get a ring? Nope. Cool. Way to go,
hey guys. I'm here.
Hey, anyone want to follow me on Twitter? I got a neat Twitter feed. Where is he now, by the way? Is he in Washington?
Oh, he's not in Charlotte?
Is he in Charlotte? I don't even know. He's in Charlotte.
He's in the tailspin of his career is what
he is. That's for sure. Yes. He is definitely...
going sideways, backwards, and spiraling out of control in a downward fashion.
All right, so here we are now. From this point, Andy, it is T-minus. We don't have a countdown in the studio anymore. That's too bad. But actually, it just struck 6:10 on the nose. Mm. So we are 16 hours and 50 minutes away from the start of Boston's 13th Duck Boat Parade, or Wowling Wally, as they like to call them around these parts.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Menino. The 13th of the century, the first in just over 5 years. How are you feeling now, a couple days removed? We had the sweet cherry high that night, the vindication. They did it together. This is unbelievable. What a team. What a city. We're back. Good vibes are rolling again. I'm telling you, we needed Brady Knight in the worst way possible. It was an emotional passing of the torch. He was the championship connective tissue, the end of that era, as we talked about on the Six Rings and Football Things podcast, and thus a new era, possibly even a new dynasty, could be born. Now it's a couple days to sort of like sift through everything and kind of realize just what an incredible season it was, what an incredible postseason, 16-3 for the Celtics, and ultimately, what an incredible tandem you have in both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, each of whom was worthy of MVP in both series. Jaylen Brown got both, I think, mostly because voters were so pleasantly surprised by his effort and especially the attitude, of course, that Stephen A. Smith says makes him unmarketable, but I like even more now. And your other dynamic duo of Mazzulla, who, as we've come to learn, is an absolute loon. But he's our kind of loon because those things work, Andy, when we're winning, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And Brad Stevens,
he's going to be
course.
Emboldened to get loonier. His tunes will be loonier moving forward.
I mean, I'm sure everyone that's watching or listening right now, and it's probably been much discussed over the course of the day. Hi, how are you? You saw this, Andy, that he was out last night, like the people's coach?
Yeah.
With the freaking Larry O'Brien trophy walking around the North End so everyone could take it in. I mean,
awesome.
With a torn meniscus.
That makes him
reciting lines
likeable.
From the town or from the Dark Knight. I mean, my God, this guy.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
If you hide in a VIP section somewhere, I don't care for that. I actually, and you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Missoula's personality, but that's a man of the people move. That's a take it to the streets. That's a allow people to see it, feel it, be around it. I like that. I love that. I think there are too many of these, whether it's Stanley Cup, Super Bowl trophies, like. They end up in via, you know, velvet rope, VIP bottle, champagne areas. Like, no, take it to the people. Let them see it. Let them feel it. Let them touch it. If you're going to tell me, which, by the way, just once, I'd like to see a team win a championship and say, and we did it for you, the mediocre fans that we play for each and every team has the best fans when they win. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Not once. Not once have they said mediocre fans we have.
You guys doubted us for most of the season.
Right.
You've been hypercritical of all of us. You said many of us didn't deserve these contracts. And you'd run us out of town at the first opportunity or trade each of us for Kevin Durant. But now you guys are the best. We love you so much. I mean, the Celtics did. And I know you had some issues with this. And some other people in town did as well. And we'll get into this in a minute. The whole idea that they took their talents to South Beach for the celebration.
It's weird.
It is. You know, I've heard people like Wiggy saying there's no nightlife here after 10:30, 11 o'clock. Where are you going to get bottle service? Where are you going to have a good time?
And for certain people,
he said.
That's
not necessarily Boston's cachet. And for certain people. Looks like the Bruins, who, by the way, happy 13th anniversary to the greatest bar tab in the history of sports.
I saw that today, yes.
13 years ago, $110,000 was spent at Foxwoods.
$30,000 gratuity.
Yeah, with a $30,000 tip. Just for running out a couple of bottles of Ace of Spades in Magnums, mostly because that looks like a normal-sized bottle of champagne in Zdeno Chara's hand. And yet, still, the Celtics had to go to Miami. Now, granted, the Fontainebleau and all those places are fabulous this time of year. Might have actually been cooler in Miami this week, Andy. That being said, baller move by Missoula. I have, from the fact that he showed people on the team scenes from The Dark Knight to teach them valuable lessons or hammer home coaching points, all the way to, with a torn meniscus, hobbling through the North End last night so people that were sweating through a 98-degree fettuccine Alfredo with garlic bread and a nice cannoli afterwards could see the trophy. That's our coach.
That is our coach, our young coach that... I'm falling in line behind. I tell you, he won me with that one answer in like game two or whatever it was when he did the statistical breakdown of every point that they had like scored or allowed or whatever. And he was like, 72% of our points were, and he just rattled it off Sean McVay style. I was like, okay, coach, you call timeouts whenever the hell you please to call a timeout. Because if you can answer like that, I don't know if you'll do it right. But it means you have a reason in that head of yours. Mm-hmm. You're not just kind of winging it, flying by the seat of your pants. And by the way, breaking news, we have a much better coach, a more trusted coach than the Los Angeles Lakers do on the opposite coast. I would much rather have Joe Mazzulla, a young prove-it coach from the back bench to the front bench to, oh my God, you're the head coach, than J.J. Redick. How did he earn this job? Doing a podcast with LeBron? Oh, actually, yeah, that's how we earned the job.
That's exactly how we earned. If one of us had started a podcast with LeBron, we could have gotten $80 million to have no idea what we were doing on the court.
Exactly.
By the way, how can I get a gig like Monty Williams? Where can someone else tell me we're going to give you $75 million? You only have to do 1/6 of the work.
That, pretty good.
$60 million not to live in Detroit and coach the Pistons? I will sign up for it any day of the week. By the way, Monty_Mac in the Twitch chat. I wonder if Mazzulla got the torn meniscus trying to block that shot in the middle of the season.
Absolutely. That's 100%. What my theory was.
Yeah.
Closing out. Coaches shouldn't be closing out. Even if you're a young coach and still fancy yourself a pickup basketball player, coaches should not be closing out, which, of course, shortly thereafter, the league told him, hey, you're a coach. Don't close out.
Yeah.
There was also a question. I forgot which one in there. Where's Rich Keefe? Do you want to out Rich Keefe?
Oh yeah, he was finishing up building that house for Habitat for Humanity today, right?
That's right, in the sun. Heat doesn't stop Keith.
No, no. If Rich loves exercise, sweating, and people. And so he was getting all three. Charity work. I mean, that's
just a giver. Just a giver on so many levels.
All right, when we come back, let's talk about this whole idea that ESPN, which couldn't get enough of the Celtics, yet at the same time was doing everything it possibly could to tear them apart, now says they could be not only one of the most dominant teams in franchise history, but all of NBA history as well. How interesting indeed, and where do we see them fitting in Celtics history, Andy? Plus, of course, we'll preview the parade that is coming up tomorrow. Over a million people expected to attend. I'm looking forward to standing shoulder to shoulder with thousands of them tomorrow, sweating me arse off. Talking to you, the good people of Celtics Nation and WEEI. And hey, Andy, the kids got tomorrow off from school. Boston canceled school. Who said this isn't the greatest sports city in the world? 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. And for trending sports news, you only go to one place and one place only, and that would be with Stiz Grimey.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
One pitch comes home.
High fly into left center field. Coming in, Duran. He will get there. He makes the play. And the Red Sox have swept the Toronto Blue Jays. Welcome back, Chris Martin. 7-3 the final. Boston has won 5 straight and 7 of 8. The offense does it again. And the Red Sox are rolling into the off day and then Cincinnati.
That's right. The Red Sox are on a roll as they beat the Blue Jays last night 7-3 in Toronto, getting the sweep over the Jays in the 3-game series. The Sox will try and keep the momentum going as they'll head to Cincinnati for a 3-game series against the Reds. First game of that series goes down tomorrow night. First pitch at 7:10 from the Great American Ballpark in the Natty. Cutter Crawford expected to take the mound for your Boston Red Sox. He'll face off against Andrew Abbott for the Reds. Rich Keefe will get you ready for the game starting at 6:10 with the Mass Mutual pregame show. Don't forget, you can catch both the pregame and the game right here on WEEI or download the Odyssey app and take us wherever you go. Running back Ramondre Stevenson now joins veterans Mike Onwenu, Kyle Duggar, Hunter Henry, and Kendrick Bourne by agreeing to terms to come back to New England for the 2024-25 season. According to Adam Schefter, Stevenson reached an agreement with the team on a 4-year extension worth $36 million, which includes $17 million fully guaranteed. In NBA news, the Lakers have agreed to a 4-year contract with J.J. Redick to make him the franchise's next head coach. General manager Rob Pelinka offered Redick the job this morning after a meeting took place over the weekend with the Lakers vice president and owner. And game 6 of the Stanley Cup between the Oilers and Panthers goes down tomorrow night. Puck drops at 8 p.m. from Rogers Place in Edmonton. The Florida Panthers currently up 3-2 in that series. Trending, brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. The city of champions, that is. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Rich Keefe Show with Andy Hart and Fitzy coming up.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show
on WEEI.
So the green list is my top 5, this, that, or the other. I do it here and on my radio show regularly. So yesterday, Pam Pratt, who's one of the producers on our radio show, just put together 5 statistics that would make an argument that the Boston Celtics of this past season are one of the most dominant teams in any season in NBA history. And I just wanted to read them to you verbatim because they astonished me. Here we go. At number 5, including the playoffs, this year the Celtics held a 20-point lead in 50 of their 101 games. In the last 25 years, only one other team ever did that. It was the cheat code 2017 Warriors, the team that had Kevin Durant and was just unfairly good. They had a 20-point lead in half of the games they played this season.
Hey, Greeny.
Yeah, Golic.
That's Mike Greenberg. Earlier this week on Get Up on the Entirely Sick Persons Network, praising the Boston Celtics. The rant continued. Andy, 4 other stats were to follow suit as to why these Boston Celtics weren't just NBA champions, weren't just the best team in the National Basketball Association this year, but were and are and will stand the test of time as one of the most efficient and dominant teams in NBA history. And this is Fitzy and Hart filling in tonight for Keefe and Hart on the Rich Keefe Show. I'm taking Rich's job tonight. Rich is, of course, volunteering at his local soup kitchen this evening, and we appreciate his service. It's part of our community awareness program. Like the, you know, like last week when the Patriots took a day off in the middle, the sandwich day at minicamp, and of course, we're out doing some of their community outreach as well. It's mandatory.
Dodgeball and tug of war.
Oh, I did love watching Drake May give off the Billy Madison vibes.
Oh my God!
Doing
when
the
he said ball. if you're on the court, you're fair game or something. It was awesome.
I hope he just grabbed a ball and said, "Now you're all in big trouble."
He probably hasn't even seen it.
He has to have. Come on.
We're a little older, Fitzgerald.
I know, but still, like, that is frat bro central, and he gives off the appropriate kind of that kind of dude vibes. Anyway, Andy, now that the Celtics have had a chance to finish off and show why it's different here this year, winning 4 out of 5 games, a 20-point or greater lead in half of their games this season, do you now believe that, obviously, the only thing they cared about was being NBA champions? But do you believe this Celtics team is one of the most dominant teams in NBA history?
That is a really tough question to answer, in part because of the path. And I don't want to be disrespectful and go all Shaughnessy and call it, you know, tomato cans that they played. But I think arguments would have been easier because they have the second best record in the history of playoff basketball for a champion, right? Only the Warriors have a better record at 16-1. Mm-hmm. But you didn't. We all know the story. You didn't go through Giannis. You didn't go through Jokic and some of the expected hurdles. Like, we all expected Bucks-Celtics Eastern Conference Finals, Nuggets-Celtics NBA Finals. Had you done that at 16-3, right? 16-3 was their final record?
16-3, and the final score and the final record on the season was 80-21.
Thing didn't really work in Milwaukee. The Knicks, I guess, are okay. Like, so I think to really prove your greatness at some level and your dominance, you have to have, I won't say a formidable foe, but a respected foe. I'm not sure they beat a respected foe on the way to the championship. So I'm not like poo-pooing the value of their title. I'm not sure I would consider them one of the greatest teams. I'm expecting next year's team to be one of the greatest.
But didn't they also, I am too, I actually think next year's team, like, this is the what they gonna say now team. And you can't take away from the fact that they have Banner 18, that they have their place etched permanently in history. They are world champions. And now Tatum and Brown have validated all those expectations, all those Eastern Conference Finals appearances, all the endorsement deals, all the massive contracts that have been written or that are soon to come as well. But I'll say this, even though you can only play the teams in front of you, didn't they kind of take care of business against a team out west that took care of some pretty damn good teams themselves? Or is this a case of the 2007 Red Sox being a bit of a wagon and they played the Colorado Rockies, who smoked a lot of people and had won 22 games in a row themselves, I believe, but really weren't that great in the end? And sorry, I know on Rich's show, I have to say, sorry, Crossing Sports.
So I said this during the series. There's this whole idea that if a team gets to the finals, well, they've had to play well to get there, right? They've gone through these other series, these other opponents. It doesn't matter whether they're a 5 seed, a 6 seed. No seeding anymore. They're in the NBA finals. They must be the best team from the West. I think they played like they were a second tier seed from the West. I thought they got exposed for what they are, basically. Two all-time greats, as Kyrie told me, a couple other nice players, and really sort of a limited basketball team with a coach who tries to look smarter than he is with fake glasses.
And I heard it was the greatest offensive backcourt in NBA history.
Yeah, they weren't very good defensively, though.
Nope.
Although Luka tried to show that he could play defense late in the series, like, oh, I'm going to answer my critics. Like, a little late, buddy. Why don't you maybe to have some professional pride and don't wait till the entire world criticizes you before you try something.
How quickly into the offseason are we going to see either on ESPN, because, you know,
excuse me? Or excuse you, actually.
I had just a little indigestion there.
Jesus.
But I mean, it wasn't like I didn't go full Stern and share
with
everybody.
Is that a meatball parm that came up or something?
No, I just
there's a bag of bagels here. Like, bag of bagels. There was 1.5 bagels left. I'm starving. All right, hey, lay off. I'm starving.
Bagels.
You know, late carbs. It'll get me through the show. Now you derailed me on my point, son of a gun. Oh, I was going to say, how long until on ESPN or Instagram until we see the whole, like, oh, look at this. This just in. Luka Doncic working with a personal trainer this offseason, looking to up his cardio fitness level after he feels like he was exposed and holes in his game, considering he wants to be one of the all-time greats, were shown in last year's beatdown by the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. Like, you know that's coming. That's like, what was it, like Footwork King and all the other people on IG, like, uh-oh, comeback season for insert name of receiver here after an ACL tear.
But is he that? I don't know if he's that. Because I keep making the comparisons. To me, Luka is Tatum a couple years ago when we questioned his heart, we questioned his defense, we questioned everything about him. And then he tried to change his game. He tried to change his body. He talked a lot this offseason about nutrition and being a professional and maturing. Mm-hmm. Does Luka want to do that, or does he just want to be the guy that kind of, the Michael Vick? I kind of get by because I'm really good. I kind of just get by on talent. I don't really have to worry about that kind of stuff. I don't know. I think he should be looking to get in better shape. I think he should be looking to become a more well-rounded basketball player, two-way basketball player, a guy that doesn't get, what do they call that when your cheeks get bright red at the end?
Oh, like tomato face.
Well, I think there's a more professional term.
Rosacea?
Yeah, rosacea.
Rosacea. Tom Brokaw with the Evening News. Rosacea.
It's rosacea.
Rosacea. Yeah, no, he gets all puffy. You can see he gets winded.
He looks terrible. He looks like a loser.
Flop sweating. Gets
loser.
A tomato cheek. Yeah.
Right. Looks like a loser. Like, I mean.
Right. He's also, you know, I wouldn't mind being a $300 million loser myself. I'm kind of.
Oh, he's a great player.
$300 loser.
I'd take him. Like, yeah. I would take him. But it's not a good look when you're losing, and you look.
No.
He has got bad hair. Bad, like,
wait,
facial.
Now, well, hold on. Rotation. Now we're grooming. Now we're going to groom shame him?
Yeah, I don't love his hair.
Bad
and I don't have great hair either. I mean, it is what it is. But he.
Believe
he gets
this,
very,
Stanley?
Like,
he's talking about he doesn't like his hair?
His hair's fine.
Hey, yo. I don't like his hair.
I don't.
Now you just can't leave.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, he let somebody take a Miller Lite from him. Like, what kind of man let somebody take their Miller Lite?
And I'm going to be honest, and we'll get
you're
to
gonna
the,
let him take your woman,
oh,
too?
Oh, man. You can
Luka?
Call me. Didn't he call people a hoe rhymes with snitch or something like that? Like, your mom's a, like,
yeah,
the insult. But for a couple things. One, Luka needs to work on the cardio. He could probably do a little Awaken 180 or Transition 360 or whoever else is advertising here on the station.
Or just put down the bagel.
Or just put down the bagel and the beers and the recovery beers and maybe hit the treadmill. But also, he could work on his insults because, like, all of the things that he yells to people in the front row, you know, it's all just F-bomb this and something that rhymes with snitch that. And just, like, they're all just, like, bad insults from, like, 30 years ago. Like, just they're
like
bad
that.
Yo mama rounds.
I kind of like that. Because then you can't
like
get in real trouble. If you try to get too creative, then there's a third rail that you might touch. And you don't want to touch the third rail
true.
As a superstar. With
anyway,
lots to
I'd take him on my team as well. And I'm, I listen.
Would you trade Tatum for him?
Nope. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Jason Tatum,
sure?
I was
you
thinking
sure
on the
that?
Drive-in right now. I heard a little of the discussion about where the big Q at 2 on Jones and Mego about, you know, where do you have Jason Tatum ranked now? Is he top 3, top 5, or top 10? And I think most of the votes came in, correct me if I'm wrong, and people will. 37937 is your text line, and of course, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I'd say top 10 as well. I'm completely fine with that because I think in the
whoa,
top
whoa, whoa,
12.
He's top 10?
I believe so.
It's funny because he's 3 straight years been all NBA, which means he has to be top 5.
Well, can't you be all NBA and be first, second, or third team?
He's been top.
I know he's a first teamer. I would say he's a first or second teamer.
Okay, but that I don't care what you say. The experts, and this is where I get the pushback on Jason Tatum. 3 straight years he's been first team all NBA. So he has to be a top 5 player in the league.
But this is how people around here feel about
you people?
Him. Us people. We people.
So the experts say he's top 5, but his fan base is more objective and says he's top 10?
Every now and again, you know, the sun shines on a duck's ass.
The hell's going on around
broken
here?
Broken clock is right twice a day.
I've been in New England a long time. Objectivity is not a strength.
Not necessarily, but, you know, then again, championships winning brings out the best in all of us sometimes. Let's hear what you guys have to say, the good people of Celtics Nation and WEEI, 617-779-7937. Let's go to where I came from.
this particular evening. AJ's on the Cape. What up, AJ?
Hey, I just wanted to, first of all, I don't want to take anything away from the great season the Celtics had, and Jason Tatum had a great season. There was just something I noticed in the last game, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll hang up after, but it seemed there was a point where things got tight in the game. Like, I don't know if it was the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth. Celtics went cold for a little bit. And during that time, it seemed like every time Tatum had the ball, he missed a shot, made a bad pass, or had a turnover. So I'm not really convinced that the clutch issue for Tatum has been settled yet. But I just want to hang up and let you guys hear what you guys have to say about it, okay? Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you for calling in, AJ. What I was going to say as I heard that question on my drive in from the Cape was, right now, if I could place one bet on the Boston Celtics 2024-2025 season, you know what that bet would be?
To win the title.
Jason Tatum, NBA Finals MVP.
Well, he tried to win it this time with a late flurry of points.
And he came close.
Doris Burke voted for him, but she already cast her ballot for next
year.
Doris
Burke wakes up voting for Jason Tatum.
That's true. She even sleeps dreaming about voting for Jason Tatum.
I know. By the way, side note, who's going to be sitting next to the great Mike Breen and Doris Burke next year on the ABC/ESPN broadcast?
It's a great question, because they got rid of Jeff Van Gundy, who I loved. J.J. Redick was fine.
He was fine.
He was. Maybe Tom Brady will do it. No, Greg Olson can do it, because Greg Olson's out of work.
Does he know? No, he's not out of work. He's just the B-team broadcaster. Got a pay cut.
Yeah. I bet he feels like he's out of work.
Probably a force. I know. He went from making $10 million to $3 million.
That's a pretty significant.
That's a pretty significant pay cut, yeah.
And his wife was like, excuse me?
And he won the Emmy 2 years in a row at his job, and his reward for that was getting demoted.
And he's probably better than Brady. #BetterThanBrady.
Time will tell, Andy. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I said probably.
So what do you think about AJ's point about Brady? Tatum.
I kind of agree. Mm-hmm. And I know this is probably, most people are like, oh, there's a shock. The JB fan club president is saying JT didn't exactly shine in the clutch, but
he didn't carry a game.
People like to point to the overtime against Indiana that you got to because Jaylen Brown hit the clutch corner three, and then Tatum scored, I think, 8 points in overtime.
That was my favorite example of why they're such a good team and how they work together in tandem, and that was the selflessness of what ultimately made this team so damn good.
And I would say the more and more that we see and feel the relationship, because I feel like we've gotten more from those guys talking about their relationship in the last week than we have in the last 5 years. Yep. The more we see and feel about it, and it feels genuine, it seems genuine, so I'm going to take it at face value and say it is genuine. Isn't it okay if Jaylen Brown is what I say he is, the dog, the guy that's got a little more dog in him, and Jason Tatum is the better player? Isn't that okay to have that combo? Like, aren't marriages supposed to be like strengths and weaknesses? We complement each other as parents and as people and all that. Like, isn't it okay if there are a complementary relationship there that just happens to work? They fit together like nice pieces in a puzzle, and the puzzle leads to a championship. That's what the picture is of. That's okay. I've come to believe it's okay if Jason Tatum is not frickin' Larry Bird or Rob Ori or some guy you like, Derek Jeter. He doesn't ooze clutch out of every pore of his body. Guess what? If that's just not who he is, you play your role. JB, you play yours. Mm-hmm. Hey, Drew Holiday, you play yours, and we'll collect a ring.
Yeah. I think all successful relationships should work in complement to each other. One guy carries the other guy. One person
like
has a deficit. Exactly. You know? We both have
smart,
strengths and weaknesses. Yep, there we go.
Strong, funny.
Yep.
Energetic.
Thank you for describing me this way. You've never actually complimented me at all, let alone...
What is it you say you do here?
In such a long litany of compliments. It's amazing. Stiz, did you get that?
All recorded.
Thank you.
Well, I have seen your stapler.
I will blow the place up. Back to the phones real quick before we go to commercial break, pay some bills, come back, and, of course, try to put a little money in your pocket with the bet du jour. Mitchell is calling from Connecticut. Hi, Mitchell. Mitch.
About how amazing. Hey, hello. How
are
we doing?
How are you, buddy?
Great, great. Hey, that was an amazing game. You know, I agree a lot with what you guys were saying about JB and JT. My question to you guys, you know, great Banner 18. I actually just got recently into sports. I'm loving your radio station.
Oh, thank you.
Do you really believe that Jalen undeserved? Because it sounds like there's a question of the MVP. That'll be my question for today. Thank you guys for taking the call. Have a great night.
Anytime, you as
I'll
well.
Handle this, Fitzgerald.
All righty, Andrew.
Absolutely, he deserved the MVP. Who was it going to go to? Huh? Little Porzingis? He was good early.
There were
Holiday was okay.
Drew Holiday was actually, through two games, I had him as the clubhouse leader.
I did too, but then they played five games.
They did.
Okay, they won 4-1. Nobody got any bonus points for game four.
They all got demerits. May I ask you this? Everyone had many points taken away in one of the greatest drubbings of all time. And, of course, didn't matter. They could have lost by 1 or 100. They still ended up winning in 5. Do you believe Jaylen Brown got MVP as much for his on-court efforts and productivity as he did for the way that he surprised people and carried the team at times? Like, oh, we weren't really sure that he was actually going to be able to deliver on what he promised at the All-Star break before the season started, when the postseason began. You know, having too much going on to give an ish about not making All-NBA because he knew he was two games away from the finals. Like, that focus, I think, was part of what made him so impressive.
I agree. It wasn't just the play. I don't know if this should count or did count or at all, but he was mic'd up in multiple games, and I actually think the way he led and what he said buffed up his MVP status.
Being a great teammate and being so flattering and supportive. Yes.
I forget, game two or game three, when he was like, don't let the moment be too big. We're going to be fine. He was the leader. He was oozing confidence. And then some of the stuff with Luka, when he's telling Joe, like, if he stays in, I'm staying in. And if he gives the ball up, he ain't getting it back. If he wants the ball, he's going to have to bring it up the whole way himself. Like, I think what he was saying in some of those mic'd up segments, which are usually pretty lame and bland, I thought he kind of spiced him up nicely for the NBA Finals. But he also played really well at both ends of the floor. He I know people like to put Tatum's numbers next to Brown's, mm-hmm. and Tatum generally finishes with better numbers. But I still say, if you watched the Indiana series, mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown was better than Jason Tatum in the totality of the series and the totality of the games. And I feel the same way about five games against the Mavs. I thought he was the Celtics' best all-around player most consistently. There were other peaks, like Porzingis for a little period in game one. You're like, oh, he's going to win finals MVP. Yeah. Holy crap, he's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That was his Leon Poe game two performance. Turns out he just wasn't able to. I mean, the one thing we all probably should have put money on was the under 2.5 games of healthy Porzingis games in the series as well. But you know what? Pushed through in game five despite the advice of the medical team, came out for the victory lap of applause, wasn't terribly effective, but when the Celtics needed him early on, he brought the goods.
We don't need to say that. We're celebrating a title.
I don't care. None of these things are not critical. We're not like people like, oh, come on, Boston, can't you be happy about this? Of course we are. We're in the best mood possible, and that's why we're going to show up tomorrow dehydrated with no public urinals to be found, 92 degrees next to each other, for miles on end, celebrating the latest Wowling Wally, the 13th this century, and of course, celebrating Banner 18 for your Celtics. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. When we come back, the bet du jour, and you're not going to want to miss it, my number one favorite caller in all of WEEI sports calling, the great Paul from Rhode Island, will join us here on The Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy and Hart.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of The Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
Here on the Rich Keefe Show, Fitzy and Hart filling in on a Thursday night. Rich is currently at a double CrossFit class tonight. It was the one time they had offered a chance to for him. You know, he's a huge workout guy. This was the first time. You want to be the one that tells everyone what he's up to tonight? I've run out of things to make up.
Well, I know you jumped the shark there. You jumped the shark.
I did.
Workout. He's doing workout.
Exactly.
Rich Keefe. Talking about
exactly.
Richard
Ding. Oh, sorry. That must be Rich right there. Exactly. Rich is off doing something tonight. Well-deserved night off. He will
something
be a part
fun.
Of
he turned in his man card, and he's doing something fun.
Definitely turned in the man card.
Are we allowed to say that anymore, by the way? I feel like that's just one of the many things that we're not allowed to say anymore, like turned in his man card.
Am I not allowed to have a hall pass?
No, I don't think so.
Ask like your wife.
Matthew Stafford's wife.
I, you know what, actually, Stiz? I would if my wife wasn't being a jerk texting me photographs of the lobster roll she's eating for dinner right now. I'm in here paying the bills. She's out there just crushing a giant lobster roll at Brax Landing in beautiful Harwich Park, Massachusetts.
What? I mean, that sounds sexist.
What?
Oh, I'm the man. I pay the bills. All she does is live off my money.
She earns her keep. She's a teacher. She's got summer off. You know, the trade is she's got the two kids for the night. Probably third deep dirty martini at this point. If you had my
I hope she makes her own money with the price of lobster rolls these days.
You know, actually, this is one of the more affordable ones that she found, and it's a monster. I'll show you a photo. We'll be
how much? Cool. 23? 26?
No, 29, but it's like a lobster roll that would feed two people.
It's like almost 40 at Kelly's.
Yeah, at the Cape. Andy, it's like the other day, there was something I saw on IG about average price of a 16-ounce beer in the NFL. And the Patriots for Gillette Stadium averaged out to $8.40. And my immediate response was like, show me where TF you can find an $8.40 16-ounce can of anything at Gillette Stadium.
Okay, because that jumped out to me, too, and it made me, like, not believe the whole damn list.
Not a thing about it, did I believe.
You just made it up? These made-up numbers somewhere?
Well, sometimes the aggregators do that for your engagement and clicktivation. Hey, real quick, let's try to make the people some money before we get back to the calls and carry on with our Celtics dialogue. We are now T-minus 16 hours and 7 minutes until the next Duck Boat Parade in Boston. I know you guys have anticipated it greatly. It has been over 5 years. The drought is over. The salad and glory days may be here again for the Boston Celtics. Another dynasty at hand. We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. Andy, it is the bet du jour. What's that? Great question you ask, as Rich always says. That is the bet of the evening or bet of the day, where we try to help make you guys some money. I'll kick off tonight. Not much to bet on that I usually like to bet on, except for baseball. Tonight, in a game that starts at 9:41 in the p.m., the New York Metropolitans take on the Chicago Cubs. Shota Imanaga, the professor who has a 1.89 ERA on the season, is pitching against the Mets. The Mets suck. The Cubs don't. I will take the Cubs and the 1.5 run line at plus 138. That's nice action.
Nice. So I am... becoming a little bit of a WNBA fan. We know we've talked on and off since the women's tournament and Caitlin Clark. I watched a little Caitlin Clark last night. She screwed me by not getting the 20 points I needed. On the air, I went the over.
Oh, yeah? Was she texting you photos of the lobster roll she was eating?
No, she was not. I'm not like that creepy reporter in Indianapolis.
Was that Greg Doyle or the other one?
Jeez. But no, so you're right. There's not a ton to bet on tonight, and I'm going to use really flawed logic and numbers to try to validate a bet. I am going to take the New York Liberty minus 14 against the LA Sparks. The Liberty are good. The Sparks are not. The Liberty win their games on average by 8-plus points per game. The Sparks lose their games on average by minus 6 points per game. You add those up, that would seem like a more than 14-point win for the Liberty. So lay the 14 points. Liberty win, minus 112.
All right. I have been informed by the Rich Keefe Stats and Information Department, which also happens to be populated by afternoon show producer Ryan Garvin, that the game that I placed a wager on is being played tomorrow.
Jack wagon.
This is what happens when you... This is what you get when you ask for... All right. I'll bet on tonight's game. San Francisco and St. Louis.
Of you. I'll bet on tonight's game.
All right, I'll bet. San Francisco and St. Louis. Good. Give me St. Louis. Nope, give me San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, you stole my bet.
Rimming. Oh, I did?
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants as well. But that's all right.
Nope. You know what? I'll bet on the other game. That's fine. No big deal. Milwaukee is at San Diego.
Take the Yankees. They're getting smoked by the O's.
The live run line on that is 11.5.
I saw that. I was like, what is going on? And then I was like, oh, it's like 16.
You know what I'm
going
to do? I'm going to go ahead and bet. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to bet on the Brewers.
Make a mockery of this segment.
I have done that already indeed. All right. And as promised, there you go. So I'm going to go with the Brewers. And Stiz, what do you got?
It's your seventh bet.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants. They are in St. Louis, taking on the Cards. They're giving 1.5 runs, but plus 140, I like the juice. Give me the Giants.
All right, so you got the Giants. Great. Andy told bet that game on is women's next basketball. Month. That game has been postponed due to lightning and protests. All right, and as promised, here it is. The great, the one, the only, the great, everyone's favorite caller in WEEI history. Paul from Rhode Island joins the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy and Hart. Paul, good evening, sir. How are you? Happy congratulations, good champion.
Thank you so much. Fitzy and Hart, that has a ring to it, by the way. Listen, I am very honored that the Patriots used the platform to play the in-house guys first. However, how else can you get guys to come here? Brand players, right? There's only one way that we're aiming. We're in fourth, aiming for third in our division, and that's a factor, obviously. But I also think that I'm going six, seven wins this year. Now, as far as the Celtics, we have an 8-deep team, okay? And I mentioned that today already. It's not our fault that the teams that we eliminated are 1, 2, 3, and you burnt them out through the 80 games and then the playoffs. They don't have it. Halliburton played 2.5 games. Okay, he conked out. That's not our fault. Right. And most of all the teams we played, you're not going to touch us for the next 5 years. Us and the Knicks, I'm telling you right now, the Knicks were the problem with the injuries. I pray we don't have injuries next year.
That's right.
That's all. There's a $300 million contract coming, and you're going to see the new Boston Celtics.
That's right.
Not because of the money, not because of the franchise tax, whatever, the tax thing.
That's
but you
right.
know what? You can laugh at me. No. You can have all the callers. They're either popping beans, smoking skunky weed, or drinking at home where my wife and my kids sleep. I don't care. This is the number one show. That's right.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Paul, I mean, every piece is a work of art. I mean...
That's right.
I don't know if you can hang a call in the Louvre, but just everything he said, how do you disagree? It's jazz.
Popping beans, baby.
Popping beans. Skanky skunk weed. My wife is all in there. I mean,
like... regular call, yeah.
I understand.
Yo_Mota in the Twitch chat. If improv jazz was a person, thank you. That's exactly what I always say. It's like fusion jazz. Swear to God, he's the greatest call. I look forward to his calls each and every time.
This is Paul Rhode Island.
No, I know. I introduced
you. Rhode Island Rooster.
And I think he was more sober than most times.
Sure. He may never have actually been off his rocker or overserved or tight on, you know, grandpa's cough syrup. I mean,
he has been before, but tonight I think he was pretty,
you know,
pretty good.
Who among us has not been tight on granddad's cough syrup when we've talked to the station before? Come on,
Justin Timberlake.
Wow, that's too soon. All right, yeah,
I'm just saying.
All right, well, could have called
an
Uber.
My guy
JT?
Bo Jackson tweeted out Justin Timberlake, keep your chin up or something. Like, my guy Bo is supporting Justin Timberlake. Very random on Twitter.
That is extremely random. Also, does he have any experience with Dweez? Or I hope not.
I don't know, but if Bo is supporting Timberlake, I am supporting Timberlake.
Absolutely. Well, who among us?
Bo knows. That's the one thing I can take away from that. And Bo knows we're also late for commercial break, so let's go ahead and do it. Guys, don't suck so bad after all. It's all coming up here tonight. Don't forget, 9 o'clock Stiz Quiz, 9:20. Grab bag, everything you want, and then some here on The Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy and Hart.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of The Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
Here on the Rich Keefe Show, Fitzy and Hart filling in on a Thursday night. Rich is currently at a double CrossFit class tonight. It was the one time they had offered a chance to for him. You know, he's a huge workout guy. This was the first time. You want to be the one that tells everyone what he's up to tonight? I've run out of things to make up.
Well, I know you jumped the shark there. You jumped the shark.
I did.
Workout. He's doing
right.
Workout.
Exactly.
Rich Keefe. Talking about
exactly.
Richard
Ding. Oh, sorry. That must be Rich right there. Yeah, no, exactly. Rich is off doing something tonight. Well-deserved night off. He will
something
be a part
fun.
of
t- he turned in his man card and he's doing something fun.
Definitely turned in the man card.
Are we allowed to say that anymore, by the way? I feel like that's just one of the many things that we're not allowed to say anymore, like turned in his man card.
Am I not allowed to have a hall pass?
No, I don't think so.
Ask your wife.
Matthew Stafford's wife.
I, you know what, actually, Stiz? I would if my wife wasn't being a jerk texting me photographs of the lobster roll she's eating for dinner right now. I'm in here paying the bills. She's out there just crushing a giant lobster roll at Brax Landing in beautiful Harwich Park, Massachusetts.
What? I made that sound sexist.
What?
Oh, I'm the man. I pay the bills. All she does is live off my money.
Max, she earns her keep. She's a teacher. She's got summer off. You know, the trade is she's got the two kids for the night. Probably third deep dirty martini at this point. If you had my
I hope she makes her own money with the price of lobster rolls these days.
You know, actually, this is one of the more affordable ones that she found, and it's a monster. I'll show you a photo. We'll be
how much? 23? 26?
No, 29, but it's like a lobster roll that would feed two people.
It's like almost 40 at Kelly's.
Yeah, at the Cape. Andy, it's like the other day, there was something I saw on IG about average price of a 16-ounce beer in the NFL. And the Patriots for Gillette Stadium averaged out to $8.40. And my immediate response was like, show me where TF you can find an $8.40 16-ounce can of anything at Gillette Stadium.
Okay, because that jumped out to me, too, and it made me, like, not believe the whole damn list.
Not a thing about it, did I believe.
You just made it up? These made-up numbers somewhere?
Well, sometimes the aggregators do that for your engagement and clicktivation. Hey, real quick, let's try to make the people some money before we get back to the calls and carry on with our Celtics dialogue. We are now T-minus 16 hours and 7 minutes until the next duck boat parade in Boston. I know you guys have anticipated it greatly. It has been over 5 years. The drought is over. The salad and glory days may be here again for the Boston Celtics. Another dynasty at hand. We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. Andy, it is the bet du jour. What's that? Great question you ask, as Rich always says. That is the bet of the evening or bet of the day, where we try to help make you guys some money. I'll kick off tonight. Not much to bet on that I usually like to bet on, except for baseball. Tonight, in a game that starts at 9:41 in the p.m., the New York Metropolitans take on the Chicago Cubs. Shota Imanaga, the professor who has a 1.89 ERA on the season, is pitching against the Mets. The Mets suck. The Cubs don't. I will take the Cubs and the 1.5 run line at plus 138. That's nice action.
Nice. So I am becoming a little bit of a WNBA fan. We know we've talked on and off since the women's tournament and Caitlin Clark. I watched a little Caitlin Clark last night. She screwed me by not getting the 20 points I needed. On the air, I went the over.
Oh, yeah? Was she texting you photos of the lobster roll she was eating?
No, she was not. I'm not like that creepy reporter in Indianapolis.
Was that Greg Doyle or the other one?
Jeez. But no, so you're right. There's not a ton to bet on tonight, and I'm going to use really flawed logic and numbers to try to validate a bet. I am going to take the New York Liberty minus 14 against the LA Sparks. The Liberty are good. The Sparks are not. The Liberty win their games on average by 8-plus points per game. The Sparks lose their games on average by minus 6 points per game. You add those up, that would seem like a more than 14-point win for the Liberty. So lay the 14 points. Liberty win minus 112.
All right. I have been informed by the Rich Keefe Stats and Information Department, which also happens to be populated by afternoon show producer Ryan Garvin, that the game that I placed a wager on is being played tomorrow.
Jack wagon.
This is what happens when you... This is what you get when you ask for... All right. I'll bet on tonight's game. San Francisco and St. Louis.
Of you. I'll bet on tonight's game.
All right, I'll bet San Francisco and St. Louis. Good. Give me St. Louis. Nope, give me San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, you stole my bet.
Rimmie. Oh,
yeah,
I did?
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants as well. But that's all right.
Nope. You know what? I'll bet on the other game. That's fine. No big deal. Milwaukee is at San Diego.
Take the Yankees. They're getting smoked by the O's.
The live run line on that is 11.5.
I saw that. I was like, what is going on? And then I was like, oh, it's like 16.
You know what I'm
going
to do? I'm going to go ahead and bet. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to bet on the Brewers.
Of this segment.
I have done that already indeed. All right. And as promised, there we go. So I'm going to go with the Brewers. And Stiz, what do you got?
That's your seventh bet.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants. They are in St. Louis, taking on the Cards. They're giving 1.5 runs, but plus 140. I like the juice. Give me the Giants.
All right, so you got the Giants. Great. Andy told bet that game on is women's next basketball. Month. That game has been postponed due to lightning and protests. All right, and as promised, here it is. The great, the one, the only, the great, everyone's favorite caller in WEEI history, Paul from Rhode Island, joins the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy and Hart. Paul, good evening, sir. How are you? Happy, congratulations, good champion.
Thank you so much. Fitzy and Hart, that has a ring to it, by the way. Listen,
thank you.
I am very honored that the Patriots used the platform to play the in-house guys first. However, how else can you get guys to come here? Brand players, right? There's only one way that we're aiming. We're in fourth, aiming for third in our division, and that's a factor, obviously. But I also think that I'm going six, seven wins this year. Now, as far as the Celtics, we have an 8-deep team, okay? And I mentioned that today already. It's not our fault that the teams that we eliminated are 1, 2, 3, and you burnt them out through the 80 games and then the playoffs, they don't have it. Halliburton played 2.5 games. Okay, he conked out. That's not our fault. Right. And most of all the teams we played, you're not going to touch us for the next 5 years. Us and the Knicks, I'll tell you right now, the Knicks were the problem with the injuries. I pray we don't have injuries next year.
That's right.
That's all. There's a $300 million contract coming, and you're going to see the new Boston Celtics.
That's right.
Not because of the money, not because of the franchise tax, whatever, the tax thing.
That's right.
But you know what? You can laugh at me. No. You can have all the callers. They're either popping beans, smoking skunky weed, or drinking at home where my wife and my kids sleep.
I don't care.
This is the number one show. That's right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Paul, I mean, every piece is a work of art. I mean...
That's right.
I don't know if you can hang a call in the Louvre, but just everything he said, how do you disagree? It's jazz.
Popping beans, baby.
Popping beans. Skanky skunk weed. My wife is all in there. I mean,
I'm a regular caller, yeah.
I understand.
Yo_Mota in the Twitch chat. If improv jazz was a person, thank you. That's exactly what I always say. It's like fusion jazz. Swear to God, he's the greatest call. I look forward to his calls each and every time.
This is Paul Morell.
No, I know. I introduced
you. Morell Rooster.
And I think he was more sober than most times.
Sure. He may never have actually been off his rocker or overserved or tight on, you know, grandpa's cough syrup. I mean,
he has been before, but tonight I think he was pretty, pretty good.
Who among us has not been tight on granddad's cough syrup when we've talked to the station before? Come on.
Justin Timberlake?
Wow, that's too soon. All right. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, could have called
an
Uber,
guy,
JT.
Bo Jackson tweeted out Justin Timberlake, keep your chin up or something. Like, my guy Bo is supporting Justin Timberlake. Very random on Twitter.
That is extremely random. Also, does he have any experience with Dweez? Or I hope not.
I don't know, but if Bo is supporting Timberlake, I am supporting Timberlake.
Absolutely. Well, who among us?
Bo knows. That's the one thing I can take away from that. And Bo knows we're also late for commercial break, so let's go ahead and do it. Guys, don't suck so bad after all. It's all coming up here tonight. Don't forget, 9 o'clock Stiz Quiz, 9:20, grab bag, everything you want, and then some here on The Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy and Hart.